And
I mean, it's interesting. Compare what's happening in China at the moment. I don't know if you picked up any of these stories about wages rising, you know, quite fast in factories and terms and conditions rising. There's been quite a good pieces in the FT in the last month about. I mean, they have so-called trade unions over there, which are rather not exactly independent or free organisations. But and you know, it's some evidence, I suppose, to support the theory about, you know, rising tides lifting all boats, and that, you know, the upside from the employees' point of view in this globalising era is that there is something like transparency and comparability in terms of paying conditions and expectations, rising expectations about paying conditions and living standards.
Mm.
And, you know, the cost arbitrage that people always used to talk about, that you've written about in terms of outsourcing, is being eroded, and perhaps quicker than, you know, strategy gurus and consultants thought it would be. And so that's the sort of the cliche of riding the tiger of growth, you know, in this business of growing, you know, or scaling up in the jargon, fast enough to deal with the demand, but at a manageable and a sustainable cost. And that, so these are quite difficult decisions for business leaders. But, you know, you're talking about in the IT sector, of course, you know, high skills and very mobile staff, particularly, you know, the under 30s who, you know, to generalise massively, don't necessarily enter the workplace with the same sort of old school loyalties that perhaps older generations have.
Mm.
So you've got to be very clear what sort of deal is on offer, whether there's a share of upside, you know, in terms of results, variable pay, might be a way of keeping fixed costs down.
Yeah.
Great flexibility. You know, employers have called for flexibility from staff for decades in this era of change and new technology, new working patterns. But now it looks like it's the bosses who are going to have to be a bit more flexible too, particularly on this question of terms and conditions. Of course, no one wants costs to rise unsustainably, and pay is obviously the biggest cost of all. But, of course, the deal has got to be seen as a fair one. And if you want to hang on to the best people, again, this is an argument that people have used at the top end of the labour market for a long time, and particularly in the banks, about we've got to have these bonuses because, you know, otherwise people leave. Well, it turns out this is also becoming true, perhaps, lower down the pay scale as well. People with transferable and mobile skills who are mobile can demonstrate their mobility quite fast.